From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week we're talking with Lloyd Kirby from the ICC Performing Arts Center. They're presenting The Second City in a performance on Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. So good to see you again, Lloyd.
It is good to be here again. Thanks for having me.
Now, for those who don't remember, The Second City is an improv troupe. It's the one that gave us a lot of famous alums of the Saturday Night Live cast. So I'm guessing that the performance they're giving tomorrow night is based on that same kind of improvisational sketch comedy.
That's exactly right. It will be trademark Second City with sketches, improv, some musical parodies or some music involved, and they will be doing original comedy bits, skits that have been written, one that was written by Steve Carell about a woman who lavishes her significant other with the best gifts in the world, and he wouldn't spoil the skit for me or spoil the bit, but he said the guy's gifts in turn are not so great. And it was written by Steve Carell, who was in a relationship with the female actress who was in the skit with him. So Mr. Leonard thought maybe it was based on a real life situation they had gone through. And he said that added to the humor and it stood the test of time. Another classic skit, Mary and Joseph going to the marriage counselor. Oh. And so some of the interactions that go on with that. So there will be some traditional favorites as well as some original material.
And the show is called The Nutcracking Holiday Review. So I'm going to guess that most, if not all, of the material revolves around a holiday seasonal theme. And the family dysfunctions that just beg for exploration.
Correct. This is actually the second year in a row we've had them the Saturday after Thanksgiving when we've had Second City at our venue. Last year's show was called The Dysfunctional Holiday Review. this one is called The Nutcracking Holiday Review. We've branded both of those, or we've labeled both of those as RB for some mature content, but they are the cleaner versions of the show. But there will be some mature topics. But yes, dysfunction of family, holiday shopping, all the things that happen around the holidays. You'll see bits of that and elements of that in some of their routines.
I think it's interesting that some arts groups take a break over the holiday season, over Thanksgiving, and yet you're getting a jump start. How is that a part of your branding and marketing?
Well, we kind of looked around at what other arts groups do around the holidays and what specifically is happening in the Peoria area over that time frame. And our facility, since we are affiliated and on the campus of Illinois Central College, we're out of class. There's nothing happening. So we thought, you know, while the venue's sitting empty, maybe people will be ready for a break from stale TV reruns and holiday shopping, or need a break from family that's come in for the weekend so they can get out and share a laugh and enjoy some good entertainment.
And I would bet this would have a real appeal to ICC students.
That's correct. It does seem to bring we have a lot of retirees in our season ticket subscribers, but for this show, and then we've got another comedy-based show coming in February, a gentleman who does impersonations based on 60s and 70s television that he grew up with. But those comedy shows do tend to bring in a little bit younger demographic, and we do have more students, and not just ICC students, but Bradley and Eureka College and younger interest from younger potential audience members throughout the area.
As you mentioned, you brought the Second City to town about a year ago. You're bringing them back now. I take it you really liked the response that you've gotten to them in their previous appearances, and that's why you're bringing them back this year?
That's correct. We base all of our guest artist series season, of which this show is one of six in our guest artist series, which runs from August through May. But we based all of our shows based on audience feedback and try to program things that members of the audience and people in the community would have interest in. Second City, last year's performance actually was a sellout for us. And the previous year, I think we were right around 75% capacity. It seemed to be very popular and people have requested it. And we've got a lot of good response and people excited they're coming. So that's definitely been a part of it.
Any opportunity to do workshops or in-services for some of the students?
Well, as a matter of fact, it's interesting. With the recent tornadoes in the area, Second City cast members were very interested in how can they help or what can they do to help support the area. So through a series of emails and working things out, Second City is actually going to come for their performance. They're going to come a little bit early and put on a improvisation workshop, a comedy workshop for students who are involved in the Washington Community High School fall musical of Shrek. The backstory to that is the Washington High School musical was originally scheduled for Five Points in Washington, but due to scheduling conflict, they were not able to perform there. So they're moving the Washington musical to our facility. And as I said, Second City was looking for a way to try and contribute. So they're going to put on an improvisation workshop for the students from Washington High School that are involved in the fall musical. It's about comedy, but it's, as Kelly Leonard, the executive vice president, told me, it's not teaching people to be funny. It's more about having each other's back, how to work well in a group, team building and things like that. And they thought it would be, since comedy and this workshop is one thing that Second City does and it does very well, they thought it would be a nice way for them to kind of give back and maybe take people's minds off of the devastation that's been happening in the area recently.
Second City is an improv company with lots of members, and they rotate from year to year as people join and go off to pursue other things. Do you know how many members of tomorrow night's company are going to be folks who were in East Peoria in their last two appearances?
Actually, it's a fresh cast. This will be the third time we've had Second City while I have been an employee at Illinois Central College, and we've never had a cast member, a repeat cast member. It's always been new people from May 2012 to last year's Thanksgiving to this year. So it's always fresh faces. We always look at it as come see the comedy stars of tomorrow today. And the executive vice president, Kelly Leonard, was telling me it's a very strong cast. One of the members of this touring company has actually been hired on for a show at Second City at their stage in Chicago. So she's going to be at their permanent theater in Chicago in a performance. And he said there's a lot of comedy talent and just it's a fun cast to watch, he said.
And is there anything else that's coming up in the rest of the guest artist series that you're especially looking forward to?
Well, as I mentioned, we do have another comedy performance. It's February 1st. It's a gentleman by the name of Mike Toomey who's based out of Chicago. And his show is entitled Mike Toomey's TV and Me. And looking at his marketing material, it's spot on impersonations and observations about some of the iconic shows of the 60s and 70s, from Andy Griffith to the Brady Bunch to the Super Friends cartoons to different commercials. And he does vocal impersonations and makes some insights about those.
Are you on a committee, Lloyd, that selects these particular shows throughout the year?
Well, what we do, we began this last year, is that we've tried to solicit more audience feedback. And what we did last year for the first time is we actually put together little video snippets of different acts that we were considering based on what we thought our audience would like, based on budgetary considerations, based on, you know, are there similar shows that we've had in the past or something similar in the area? And we've shown those through our website and shown it to audiences as they sit waiting for the shows. And we give them a ballot and let them vote and say, yes, we like this one. No, we're not interested in this one. Then from there, we kind of whittle it down and go through the scheduling and budget negotiations. But we do solicit a lot of feedback from the audience and the community to help shape our programming offerings.
That's Lloyd Kirby talking about the Second City and their performance Nutcracking Holiday Review. It's tomorrow night at 7:30 at the ICC Performing Arts Center in East Peoria. Lloyd, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And Nathan, from now through December 30th, Luthi Botanical Gardens presents its poinsettia show and candlelight walks. If you haven't had a chance to attend one of these candlelights yet, you'll be struck by the glorious way the conservatory inside Glen Oak Park is transformed with light and hundreds of holiday red poinsettias, so be sure to come on out and get you into the holiday spirit.
And a couple of things going on downtown, Suzette. The Apollo Theater is screening the film Holiday, starring Cary Grant and Katharine Hepburn. That's tonight at 7 o'clock. And local actor Doug Day is presenting A Christmas Carol Sunday afternoon at 3 at the GAR Hall.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
If you'd like to learn more about Peoria Public Radio, find us on the web at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.